To be self-sufficient is to be free. The world is watching you too closely. Every move, every thought, every failure is measured by the noise around you. You have been seen for too long, spoken over for too long, and in the chaos of constant exposure, you have forgotten what silence feels like. Power dies in noise, identity dissolves under attention. To rebuild, you must vanish. Withdraw from the noise, not to hide, but to rise beyond recognition. The act of disappearance is not retreat, it is transformation. You will walk away as one person and return as another. When everything familiar collapses, when the world moves faster than reason, the Stoic steps back into stillness. The withdrawal is deliberate, the silence violent in its contrast. Discipline replaces display. While others seek validation, the Stoic begins construction, in solitude, in hunger, in absolute focus. The path is ruthless, but it is the only one that leads to power that cannot be imitated. Each unseen hour builds weight. Each private act of discipline sharpens control. What breaks most people becomes the material of your rebirth. You will come back, but the world will not recognize you. Your movements will be measured, your words rare, your presence undeniable. The noise that once drowned you will now fall silent in your calm. You will have walked through obscurity, through pain, through isolation, and emerged untouchable. This is the Stoic rebirth. This is how one disappears and returns as something unshakable, unseen, and unstoppable. The world has become crowded with noise. Everyone reaching, posting, performing, speaking into the endless mirror of attention. It is a storm of exposure disguised as connection. The Stoic stands at the edge of that noise and feels the weight of it. The constant demand to be seen, the hollow exhaustion of being visible but never grounded. True strength begins the moment one steps away from that crowd. Disappearance is not retreat. It is the act of reclaiming power from everything that drains it. Withdrawal is not absence, it is preparation. Every person who has risen into unshakable composure has known the discipline of silence. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Look well into thyself. There is a source of strength which will always spring up if thou wilt always look." That source is buried under constant reaction. Buried under screens, opinions, comparisons, and performance. To disappear is to strip away what is unnecessary until only the essence remains, the part of you that cannot be influenced, bought, or distracted. The Stoic withdraws with intention. They do not vanish out of fatigue or defeat. They step back because they have seen the illusion of motion without direction. The world confuses noise for growth, attention for progress, presence for purpose. The Stoic knows that every step in public must be powered by depth in private. Disappearance is the forge where that depth is created. To disappear means to stop explaining, stop defending your silence, stop broadcasting your plans. The power of your return will speak with greater force than any explanation could. Seneca once warned that we lose ourselves when we are constantly available to others. The one who is always seen can no longer see clearly. The one who always responds loses the capacity for reflection. When you withdraw, you begin to hear again, not the world, but yourself. Every person must reach a threshold where exposure becomes corrosion. The Stoic understands that self-control requires environment control. To think clearly, one must be unreachable. To become unrecognizable, one must first become invisible. The mind begins to rebuild itself in isolation. It learns to generate strength instead of performing it. It learns to direct attention inward instead of dispersing it outward. Disappearance is the act of cutting the line between reaction and existence. Modern life rewards reactivity. Comment, respond, reply, update, post. The Stoic studies the cost of that. Each reaction is a fragment of your attention surrendered. Each opinion you chase is a piece of your peace lost. Withdrawal is the reclamation of sovereignty, the choice to no longer participate in the mental economy of distraction. The rebuilding phase begins in stillness. When the Stoic withdraws, they face withdrawal itself, the discomfort of being unseen, the silence after constant noise. Most people cannot bear this silence because it reveals the truth of their dependency on validation. The Stoic learns to sit within it until it becomes strength. They begin to replace the noise with order. Each morning becomes ritual. Each movement becomes deliberate. Simplicity replaces stimulation. Discipline is the architecture of reinvention. To rebuild the self, one must assign structure to every day. Wake with purpose. Train the body until the mind submits. Refine thought until emotion obeys. Routine becomes sanctuary. Within repetition, the Stoic reclaims identity. What was once chaos becomes rhythm. What was once dependence becomes control. The modern world preaches freedom as permission to indulge. The Stoic defines freedom as mastery over impulse. When the Stoic disappears, they are not running away from life, they are returning to command of it. The absence from public view allows the presence of personal order. There is a peace that only exists when no one is watching. That peace becomes the foundation of the unrecognizable transformation. The unrecognizable version of a person is not created through sudden success or external validation. It is sculpted through invisible labor, days of consistent self-discipline unseen by anyone. Marcus Aurelius reflected that the soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts. In silence, those thoughts deepen. They move from scattered reaction to focused will. A person who controls what they think begins to control what they become. Transformation does not announce itself, it accumulates. Small decisions compound into posture. The Stoic who trains daily without witness begins to carry a different stillness. The eyes shift, the walk steadies, the voice slows. Nothing external can shake what has been forged internally. That is what makes the return unrecognizable. The transformation is not decoration, it is essence. When the Stoic reemerges, they do so without seeking recognition. The change itself carries authority. There is no need for performance. Those who once underestimated them sense something different, a precision of movement, a weight of silence. They cannot explain it, but they feel it. That is the result of disappearance. Quiet evolution until visibility becomes impact. The return is not revenge. It is realization. The Stoic returns not to prove others wrong, but to confirm what was right within themselves. Their presence no longer pleads to be understood. It simply exists, complete and unconcerned. The person who once chased acknowledgement now commands respect without effort. Power has shifted from external validation to internal certainty. To come back unrecognizable is to move through life as a refined instrument of will. Every gesture is controlled, every word measured, every reaction chosen. Seneca wrote that no person is free who is a slave to their passions. The unrecognizable Stoic has broken that slavery. They act from reason, not impulse. They no longer seek comfort, they create clarity. Modern culture glamorizes visibility, the constant sharing of progress, opinions, and moments. The Stoic rejects that addiction. They understand that privacy is power. What is sacred must be protected. The transformation process cannot survive public exposure. When the Stoic vanishes from the world, they do not disappear into darkness. they disappear into construction. Each day of silence adds structure. Each act of discipline adds mass. The self that returns is heavier, denser, rooted. Those who stayed in the noise cannot comprehend it. They remained visible but hollow. The Stoic who disappeared became invisible but full. When they return, their stillness outweighs the noise of others. The process of vanishing is an act of rebellion against a society that fears solitude. To be alone is to confront oneself without escape. Weaknesses surface, distractions lose their hold, and clarity begins to form. The Stoic understands that discomfort is the birthplace of transformation. They use it as material. Every restless night becomes a lesson in endurance. Every craving for attention becomes an exercise in restraint. Reinvention is physical as much as it is mental. The Stoic disciplines the body to condition the mind. Strength training, walking, fasting, or waking before sunrise, each is a confrontation with resistance. These acts are not trends, they are rituals of command. Through them, the Stoic rebuilds the self into a form capable of bearing silence without collapsing. The world measures success by exposure. The Stoic measures it by control. When one disappears, they stop measuring at all. Progress becomes internal. Metrics dissolve. The Stoic knows that visible success without inner order collapses eventually. True progress is invisible for long periods before it manifests. When it does, it is undeniable. People who vanish and return changed disturb those who remain the same. They reveal the stagnation of the familiar. This is why disappearance often provokes criticism. The Stoic expects it. They understand that misunderstanding is proof of distance traveled. When they return, they no longer fit the old categories. They have evolved past recognition. Marcus Aurelius reminded himself to waste no more time arguing what a good person should be. Be one. The Stoic lives this. They stop declaring and they begin demonstrating. The transformation becomes self-evident. To come back unrecognizable means to embody virtue so deeply that explanation is unnecessary. In silence, the Stoic learns patience. In patience, they learn endurance. In endurance, they find control. In control, they find peace. And in peace, they find strength. Each phase builds upon the last until the self becomes fortified. When they finally return to the world, the difference is absolute. The world speaks loudly, they move quietly. The world reacts, they act. The world seeks recognition, they have become the proof. Disappearance is not escape. It is the highest expression of strength. To withdraw voluntarily in a world addicted to exposure is a radical act of discipline. It signals that you no longer need validation to exist. The unrecognizable person lives by principle, not performance. They do not seek approval because they have achieved alignment. The return is quiet. There is no announcement, no declaration. The Stoic reappears simply living differently. Sharper focus, deeper calm, unshakable presence. Those who encounter them sense the difference. They may call it confidence, but it is something higher. Sovereignty. It cannot be imitated, only earned. To disappear and come back unrecognizable is to live the Stoic philosophy fully. It is to practice withdrawal like Epictetus, reflection like Seneca, and resolve like Marcus Aurelius. It is the path of those who understand that visibility without depth is fragility. They vanish to rebuild depth, and they return as strength incarnate. The world will always demand performance. The Stoic gives it silence. The world will always offer distraction. The Stoic answers with focus. The world will always crave speed. The Stoic moves with precision. When the Stoic re-enters the world, they do not join the noise, they anchor it. Their presence commands stillness in others. disappearance is a form of death. The self that lived for attention must die for the new self to be born. The Stoic endures that death willingly. They let go of the identity that was built on noise. They strip away attachment until they are left with clarity. That clarity becomes their armor. It cannot be taken because it is no longer external. When they come back, they do not seek to dominate others. They dominate themselves. This is what makes them unrecognizable. Mastery, not mimicry. Their habits, thoughts, and standards no longer align with the ordinary. They have outgrown comfort. They have outgrown the need to explain. Their presence itself becomes discipline embodied. The cycle of disappearance and return is infinite. Each withdrawal refines, each silence strengthens, each return elevates. The Stoic does not chase transformation once. They live in continual evolution. Their identity is forged through seasons of obscurity and emergence. This rhythm keeps them untouchable, anchored, and sovereign. To vanish is to step into the workshop of the self. To return is to reveal the structure without explanation. This is where the next evolution begins, the phase of internal rebirth, where clarity becomes vision and the mind begins to lead the transformation that the world has yet to see. The most powerful transformation begins in silence. The Stoic understands that the world is not conquered through endless motion, but through mastery of stillness. Every mind that has achieved command over life has first achieved command over itself. When a person withdraws from noise, they are not escaping responsibility. They are creating the inner conditions necessary for judgment to mature. The world trains people to act before they think, to react before they understand, to speak before they listen. The Stoic reverses this order. They recognize that true progress begins the moment action is guided by reflection rather than impulse. The modern person often fears withdrawal because silence reveals the truth. Distraction hides internal disarray. Constant noise becomes the shield for a mind that cannot stand alone. The Stoic deliberately removes that shield. They walk away from the noise not because it offends them, but because it dilutes them. In silence, the mind is exposed to itself. The thoughts that rise in solitude are the raw material of transformation. Without that confrontation, no evolution can occur. Marcus Aurelius once wrote, "Withdraw into yourself. The rational principle that rules has this nature, that it is content with itself when it does what is just, and so secures tranquility." In these words lies the foundation of Stoic self-governance. The rational principle is the ruling core within each person, the part untouched by praise or blame, wealth or loss. When a person withdraws inward, they return to that principle. It does not require validation. It does not seek approval. It finds peace in alignment with justice and reason. To withdraw into oneself is to turn away from the false economy of comparison. The modern mind feeds on perception, constantly measuring its worth by the reaction of others. The Stoic refuses this transaction. They trade attention for tranquility. They no longer evaluate themselves through the opinions of the crowd. Instead, they measure themselves by the integrity of their thoughts and actions. In this withdrawal, they rediscover balance. When a person lives externally, their mood fluctuates with the weather of circumstance. Approval lifts them, criticism crushes them. Solitude restores equilibrium. It teaches the mind to draw calm from within. The Stoic does not depend on external order to feel internal stability. They build stability through self-command. Every act of withdrawal becomes an act of realignment, a recalibration of the soul toward clarity and strength. The process of inner withdrawal is not passive meditation. It is an active discipline. It demands that one observe every thought without attachment, every emotion without indulgence. The Stoic studies their mind as a craftsman studies their work, examining imperfections, refining edges, strengthening weak joints. Each moment of awareness is a hammer shaping the inner structure. Through this, they create the calm that does not collapse under stress. To disappear from the noise is to return to reason. It is to recognize that the self must first be ruled before the world can be influenced. The Stoic seeks to build a mind so steady that external chaos cannot disturb it. The person who has achieved this does not lose their composure when confronted by difficulty. They stand within stillness, guided by principle. This is the essence of inner sovereignty, the state where emotion obeys judgment and judgment obeys virtue. Most people misunderstand solitude. They see it as isolation or emptiness. The Stoic sees it as the training ground for clarity. In solitude, the mind stops reacting and starts observing. The distance from noise creates space for perspective. The mind begins to see patterns, how impulses form, how distractions multiply, how emotions distort reasoning. Once this awareness becomes consistent, the individual becomes unshakable. Withdrawal teaches endurance. It is easy to appear strong in the presence of applause. It is difficult to remain composed in complete silence. The Stoic uses solitude to develop the strength that does not depend on witnesses. The reward for this endurance is tranquility. It is not the absence of pain, but the mastery of response. The person who has endured themselves no longer fears the opinions of others. Tranquility is not indifference. It is the product of alignment between thought and action. When the Stoic withdraws inward, they test this alignment. They ask if their actions serve virtue or vanity. They measure success not by gain, but by integrity. This internal audit purifies intention. The mind becomes lighter. The person who once lived scattered across countless pursuits now lives concentrated upon purpose. The more one practices this withdrawal, the stronger the rational principle becomes. It begins to rule naturally. Choices simplify, desires shrink. The noise of the world loses its power. What once seemed urgent reveals itself as trivial. The Stoic becomes selective, not through arrogance, but through understanding that energy is finite and attention is sacred. Every withdrawal reinforces this awareness. To disappear is to declare independence from manipulation. Every advertisement, trend, and argument in modern life seeks to capture attention. The Stoic resists through detachment. They learn that the only control worth having is control over perception. They stop reacting to every stimulus. They practice deliberate awareness. This gives them power in an age that trades attention as currency. The mind trained in solitude becomes a fortress. Its walls are built from reason, its foundation from principle. Emotion becomes a visitor, not a ruler. Fear becomes signal, not command. In this fortress, clarity governs. When the Stoic eventually returns to the world, they do so not as one seeking acceptance, but as one carrying internal authority. They bring calm where others bring noise. The person who learns to withdraw effectively begins to live differently. Their pace slows, their gaze steadies. Their speech carries weight because it emerges from reflection, not reaction. Others sense this presence instinctively. It feels like certainty in a world of doubt. The unrecognizable transformation begins with this shift. When the inner order becomes visible in outer posture. When Marcus Aurelius spoke of the rational principle being content with itself, he revealed the secret of lasting peace. A person who acts justly, guided by reason, needs no applause. Their satisfaction comes from the act itself. This is the highest freedom, to act without dependence on reaction. The Stoic finds joy in correctness of conduct, not in its recognition. They become immune to both flattery and insult. Disappearance, then, is not withdrawal from duty, but purification of motive. The Stoic who steps back does not abandon the world. They prepare to serve it from a higher state of clarity. By withdrawing into themselves, they sharpen perception. When they return, their actions cut cleanly through confusion. They speak less, but their words carry conviction. They act less frequently, but each action carries precision. The inner life of a Stoic is structured by reflection. They examine the movement of thought like a strategist studies the terrain. Every emotion is observed, every impulse questioned, every decision aligned with reason. This constant observation builds the self-command that others mistake for natural calm. It is not nature. It is discipline refined through years of practice. Tranquility is not given. It is built through tension mastered. The Stoic earns it through countless small battles against distraction, anger, and vanity. In every moment of restraint lies strength accumulating silently. The result is a peace that is not fragile but forged. The Stoic's calm carries gravity. It silences rooms without effort, influences others without demand. The world equates withdrawal with weakness. The Stoic demonstrates the opposite. They understand that silence is power withheld, not power lost. The strongest minds are those that can remain unmoved by provocation. When the Stoic disappears, the world assumes absence. In truth, they are sharpening themselves in solitude. The return will reveal the difference between appearance and reality. Those who chase attention never truly find themselves. Their identity depends on being observed. When the gaze of others fades, so does their sense of purpose. The Stoic refuses that dependence. They become their own witness. Their self-respect replaces the need for recognition. In this state, they gain the rarest form of stability, the ability to remain whole even when unseen. To withdraw is to reclaim authorship of one's own mind. Each retreat strengthens autonomy. The Stoic learns that solitude is not a space of emptiness, but of construction. Every hour spent alone is an hour spent fortifying principles, clarifying values, and refining judgment. The result is not detachment from life, but mastery within it. The rational principle Marcus spoke of thrives in environments free of noise. Its nature is order. When surrounded by chaos, it retreats inward. When given silence, it expands. The Stoic cultivates this environment deliberately through minimalism, discipline, and controlled exposure. They understand that tranquility requires conditions as much as effort. When the Stoic returns to the world after such refinement, their presence carries weight. They move without hesitation, speak without confusion, act without contradiction. The mind that once wavered now holds steady. This steadiness radiates authority. It is not arrogance, but assurance born from having faced the self fully. The world that once distracted them now seems slower. The noise that once consumed them now sounds distant. The Stoic observes without attachment, participates without dependence. They are in the world, but no longer of it. This separation is not isolation. It is mastery of presence. They have learned to belong nowhere, and therefore can act anywhere. Withdrawal teaches that solitude is the testing ground of principle. It is where integrity is measured without witnesses. The Stoic learns to act rightly, even when unseen. This is the ultimate standard, to live by virtue without audience. The transformation that follows is unrecognizable because it alters not appearance, but essence. Inward retreat is the unseen half of every visible greatness. The public sees results, The Stoic knows the labor of silence that built them. Every achievement begins as thought disciplined in solitude. When the Stoic re-emerges, the world sees strength, but not the years of stillness behind it. That hidden work is the true disappearance, the one that changes everything. The mind that withdraws consistently begins to detach from trivial pursuits. The appetite for argument, gossip, and competition fades. What remains is focus. Energy, once scattered across endless distractions, consolidates into single-minded purpose. This is the foundation of power. When attention obeys will, transformation accelerates. To live according to the rational principle is to live free from confusion. Every decision flows from understanding, not reaction. The Stoic becomes immune to manipulation because they are no longer governed by impulse. Their mind becomes their kingdom. Within it, they rule with justice, balance, and self-restraint. Such order cannot remain hidden for long. It begins to manifest outwardly as calm authority. The process continues endlessly. Each withdrawal deepens awareness. Each silence sharpens perception. Each return displays refinement. The Stoic becomes a living demonstration of the law Marcus described. The rational mind, content with itself when aligned with justice, produces tranquility. This is the invisible engine behind all lasting transformation. When the Stoic withdraws, they are not rejecting life, they are purifying their participation in it. They seek to return with intention, clarity, and force. Their absence is preparation. Their silence is construction. When they finally step forward again, the world sees the difference. They have become what they once pursued, composed, deliberate, unrecognizable. This is the cycle of inner sovereignty. Disappear, observe, rebuild, return. The Stoic repeats this rhythm throughout life, each time refining their understanding of self and strengthening the command of reason. The result is not detachment, but transcendence, a mind that no longer needs the world to define it, and a soul that remains whole regardless of circumstance. Freedom begins the moment dependence ends. Every attachment that weakens the will must be severed if a person wishes to become unrecognizable. The Stoic understands that no transformation can occur while one remains tethered to the comfort of reliance. Diogenes of Sinope lived by this truth with radical conviction. "To be self-sufficient is to be free," he said. "Freedom is not given by circumstance or status. It is earned through the discipline of autonomy. Those who depend on others to sustain their strength will always be limited by what others can provide. The Stoic removes these limits through deliberate hardship. Self-sufficiency is not a rejection of others, but a refusal to need them for survival. It is the practice of reducing dependence until the self stands on its own foundation. The world conditions people to rely on approval, on help, on reassurance, on structure built by someone else. This conditioning weakens initiative. The Stoic breaks it through struggle. They do not avoid discomfort, they design it. Every challenge endured without assistance sharpens capacity. Every loss faced without retreat strengthens resolve. To disappear and come back unrecognizable, one must first vanish from dependency. The person who cannot operate without external support has not yet discovered their true self. The Stoic withdraws from the safety of reliance to discover what remains when comfort is gone. This is not a romantic isolation, it is practical liberation. To live by one's own effort, to think without guidance, to decide without approval. This is the soil from which genuine strength grows. Dependence creates invisible chains. Each favor accepted without necessity tightens them. Each convenience indulged erodes discipline. The Stoic understands that these small dependencies accumulate until the will is subdued. To eliminate them is painful. It feels like deprivation, but it is purification. The suffering of self-reliance is temporary. The power it yields is permanent. Once the mind learns to endure discomfort without retreat, it becomes unstoppable. A person who depends on family, friends, or institutions to stabilize their life must one day separate to evolve. The Stoic does not resent those they leave behind. They simply recognize that growth requires solitude. To rely on others for direction or support creates a ceiling. Independence removes it. The first step toward transformation often feels like exile. It is the moment when the familiar safety nets are cut away, leaving nothing but will and necessity. The period of separation tests everything. When you are alone, there is no one left to blame, no one to lean on, no one to fill the silence. That silence reveals who you are. Weakness surfaces. Excuses lose their meaning. This confrontation is brutal but sacred. It transforms dependency into awareness. You begin to see where your habits end and where your potential begins. This is how the Stoic grows, by standing alone until strength is no longer a choice, but a nature. Freedom is clarity earned through suffering. The Stoic accepts this trade. They know that no amount of comfort equals the worth of autonomy. A person who must ask permission to live, to think or to act, is enslaved by habit or expectation. To escape that enslavement, one must endure the austerity of rebuilding life from the ground up. Diogenes carried this principle to the extreme, discarding everything unnecessary, relying only on what was essential to existence. This discipline made him untouchable. The world could take nothing from him because he needed nothing from it. Self-sufficiency demands that one learns to supply their own courage, their own reason, their own direction. The Stoic does not wait to be motivated, they act. They do not need praise to continue, they progress. This kind of independence reshapes the mind. It replaces fear with capability, hesitation with decisiveness. It transforms weakness into force. The person who has learned to rely solely on their own judgment becomes immune to manipulation. To be self-sufficient is to cut off the supply of excuses. Every time you act without aid, you weaken the old dependency that controlled you. The Stoic endures hunger rather than beg, hardship rather than compromise, solitude rather than submission. In this endurance, the self grows durable. The pain of early independence is the forge where the new identity forms. When you emerge from it, you are not only stronger, you are unfamiliar, even to yourself. The transformation that follows this withdrawal is internal first. Independence rearranges thought before it alters appearance. The mind becomes leaner, clearer, less distracted. It no longer wastes energy managing emotional debt or seeking validation. The Stoic who learns to rely on themselves experiences a new form of peace, a silence not of emptiness, but of completeness. There is nothing left to beg for because everything essential is already within reach. Modern life encourages dependence as a form of control. Systems are built to make people comfortable enough to stop thinking critically. The Stoic resists this seduction. They choose discomfort over compliance. By enduring hardship willingly, they prove that freedom exists only beyond comfort. Diogenes walked barefoot through Athens to remind others that necessity is not a burden, but a teacher. What we can survive without defines our strength more than what we can possess. To walk away from reliance is to invite fear. That fear is the test of readiness. The Stoic faces it head on, not to conquer it instantly, but to understand its roots. Fear thrives where dependence hides. Each step toward independence weakens it. The Stoic does not eliminate fear through denial, but through capacity. The more capable they become, the less fear has room to exist. The world will not understand when you step away from support. It will call it pride, stubbornness, or rebellion. But the Stoic knows it is evolution. To rely on no one is to learn responsibility in its purest form. You become accountable for every result, every failure, every success. This accountability is not punishment, it is power. It makes your victories clean and your character indestructible. To disappear into independence is to rebuild identity through struggle. The person who once leaned on others now stands unassisted. Their movements become deliberate. Their words gain gravity. Their choices carry conviction because they are owned completely. This ownership of life is what makes one unrecognizable upon return. Those who knew the dependent version cannot comprehend the silent force that returns. Dependence dilutes vision. When too many voices guide a single life, direction blurs. The Stoic simplifies the equation. They listen to the inner command alone. This clarity amplifies strength. A person who knows their own mind no longer seeks counsel for validation. They seek it only for refinement. This distinction separates the independent from the reliant. Purpose over approval, mastery over consensus. Self-sufficiency is the true foundation of freedom because it creates self-trust. Once the Stoic proves through experience that they can survive alone, they stop doubting their ability to handle difficulty. This trust accelerates every form of growth. Risks become opportunities, challenges become tests of will. The independent mind stops asking, "Can I?" and begins deciding, "I will." To be free in the Stoic sense is to be owned by nothing. No attachment to comfort, no dependence on others, no fear of solitude. This purity of being is rare because it demands complete detachment from illusions of security. Those illusions are seductive. The family that cushions failure, the system that promises stability, the comfort that numbs ambition. The Stoic abandons these illusions. They would rather face uncertainty than live protected and weak. Each period of solitude redefines what is necessary. The Stoic learns to live with less, fewer possessions, fewer expectations, fewer dependencies. What remains becomes sacred. Effort replaces comfort, silence replaces reassurance, discipline replaces distraction. In this simplicity, strength accumulates. The more the Stoic sheds, the more complete they become. The process of becoming self-sufficient is long and demanding. It exposes every soft part of character, but the Stoic endures it as a rite of passage. They know that dependency hides within even the most disciplined lives. The subtle need to be admired, the quiet craving for validation, the invisible reliance on systems that make existence easier. Each of these must be challenged until the self stands alone without compromise. Independence sharpens awareness. When the Stoic must rely only on themselves, they begin to notice details others ignore. They see opportunity in difficulty, they find lessons in deprivation. This awareness breeds intelligence. The mind learns to predict, adapt, and improvise. The Stoic, who was once dependent, becomes resourceful beyond measure. Their thinking becomes strategic, their presence grounded in reality. The transformation through self-sufficiency is both mental and moral. It requires honesty, the kind that cuts through comfort. The Stoic must confront every hidden dependency, every habit of escape. They must question why they seek help when they could endure. Each confrontation refines integrity. Each refusal to depend reinforces control. To stand alone does not mean to live without love or community. It means that connection becomes a choice, not a need. The Stoic interacts from fullness, not from absence. Their relationships strengthen because they no longer carry the weight of expectation. Love becomes purer when it is not survival disguised as affection. Freedom enhances connection by removing dependency from it. When Diogenes lived in simplicity, people mocked him. They could not understand why anyone would abandon comfort voluntarily. Yet centuries later, his name remains a symbol of independence, while his critics are forgotten. The Stoic draws from this example. They learn that true greatness is invisible to those who have never known hunger or silence. The ridicule of the crowd is the tax of freedom. The moment a person stops depending on others, they begin to see their own potential clearly. The fog lifts. Energy that was once spent managing reliance is redirected into creation. The Stoic uses this energy to build. They build systems, skills, and standards that make dependence obsolete. This is the architecture of the unrecognizable self, one designed entirely by personal effort. Freedom through self-sufficiency does not mean isolation. It means liberation from weakness. The Stoic can join the world again without fear of loss, because nothing external defines their stability. They have built an internal reserve of strength so vast that change cannot diminish it. This is what makes their returns so striking. The person who once needed others now empowers others simply by existing. The more independent the Stoic becomes, the quieter their confidence grows. They do not broadcast their endurance, they carry it in silence. It shows in restraint, in patience, in precision. The world may not notice immediately, but those who observe closely will sense it. The presence of someone who is entirely whole, entirely untethered. To be self-sufficient is to master life's unpredictability. It is to stand calm in uncertainty because you know your own capacity. The Stoic who achieves this state can walk anywhere and remain free. They no longer hope for easier circumstances. They become equal to all circumstances. This is the essence of freedom. Those who remain dependent often confuse independence with loneliness. But the Stoic knows that solitude is not absence, it is fullness. When one has enough within themselves, they no longer crave external completion. This fullness radiates confidence. It draws respect without demand, attention without effort. Independence becomes its own gravity. Every person who wishes to become unrecognizable must pass through this crucible. They must detach from dependence until they are whole within themselves. It is not an easy passage. It tests endurance, courage, and clarity. But once complete, the transformation is irreversible. The dependent self dies. The independent self rises. To return from that state is to move through the world differently. You speak less. You expect nothing. You give more. You need no validation because existence itself has become proof of your strength. You have discovered what Diogenes understood centuries ago, that the highest form of freedom is to need nothing from anyone. This realization changes everything. The Stoic who disappears into self-sufficiency does not come back the same. They come back tempered, aware, complete. The noise of the world loses its pull. The old dependencies appear foreign. What remains is clarity, a stillness that others mistake for mystery. But the Stoic knows it is simply freedom earned the hard way. Every transformation begins with a decision that feels unbearable at first. The Stoic understands that the right path is rarely the comfortable one. The easiest choices create dependency. The hardest ones forge character. The quote, "Choose always the way that seems the best, however rough it may be. Custom will soon make it easy and agreeable," speaks to this truth. Every act of greatness begins in friction. Difficulty is not a sign of misdirection. It is confirmation of alignment with growth. Those who avoid the rough path remain known. those who endure it become unrecognizable. The first step toward evolution demands that one stops negotiating with ease. Ease is the enemy of transformation. The modern mind has been conditioned to equate comfort with progress, but comfort destroys resilience. The Stoic learns to view discomfort as sacred ground. The way that feels hardest is the one that will expose the most weakness and build the most strength. Each obstacle faced willingly sharpens the edge of will until endurance becomes nature. The rough path teaches the truth of adaptation. What feels unbearable at first becomes manageable with repetition. The Stoic walks straight into hardship until the mind stops resisting. What was once effort becomes rhythm. What was once pain becomes power. This is the nature of custom, to turn adversity into normalcy. Through repetition, the impossible becomes instinct. The person who persists beyond the threshold of resistance becomes a different being entirely. When one disappears to rebuild, the world assumes withdrawal is escape. It does not see the daily battles fought in silence. The rough path is not glamorous. It is long, repetitive, and unseen. It demands discipline that does not need witnesses. Every morning begins with friction. Every night ends with quiet fatigue. Yet somewhere in that monotony, transformation occurs. The Stoic understands that growth does not announce itself. It accumulates quietly through hardship. To choose the rough way is to choose to suffer deliberately, not as punishment, but as preparation. Suffering trains endurance. Endurance builds serenity. The Stoic does not seek pain for its own sake, but because pain clarifies what is true. In discomfort, there is no room for illusion. Every weakness is revealed, every excuse stripped away. What remains is the core, the rational self that Marcus Aurelius spoke of, content when it acts justly and endures reality with calm acceptance. The rough path is the testing ground of virtue. A person's principles mean nothing until tested by adversity. The Stoic does not pray for an easier path. They train for a stronger spirit. The will hardened through repetition becomes the unshakable foundation of character. Each small victory and difficulty reinforces identity. This identity, built in private struggle, becomes visible upon return. It is what makes the transformation unrecognizable. Every rough choice refines judgment. When a person stops seeking shortcuts, they begin to value precision. Each decision becomes deliberate, each step intentional. The Stoic learns that life rewards clarity, not comfort. The discipline of choosing well under strain develops inner order. That order manifests outwardly as composure. The person who has endured enough friction moves with calm certainty because they have seen chaos and remained steady. To walk the rough path willingly is to reject mediocrity. The majority seek paths of least resistance. They settle into habits that require minimal effort and yield minimal growth. The Stoic knows this pattern and steps away from it. They welcome friction as fuel. The more resistance they face, the more control they develop. This deliberate hardship separates them from the ordinary. When they return, the difference is visible, not in appearance, but in presence. The quote speaks of custom, the process by which the mind becomes familiar with difficulty. This is the key to transformation. At first, the rough path feels unbearable because the mind resists change. The Stoic endures long enough for resistance to fade. Repetition becomes adaptation. The same trials that once caused exhaustion now build momentum. Through habit, the difficult becomes effortless. This is not the elimination of challenge, but the evolution of strength. When one lives through hardship long enough, suffering ceases to be an enemy. It becomes a teacher. The Stoic learns to read discomfort like a language. Pain reveals limits, Endurance reveals truth. Each test of will provides feedback. The mind adjusts, the spirit strengthens, the perspective deepens. What once felt like breaking becomes reshaping. The Stoic returns from this process sharper, calmer, and infinitely stronger. The rough path is not a single event, but a lifestyle. It is the decision to meet each day with resistance rather than avoidance. It is training the mind to seek discipline over indulgence, clarity over confusion, substance over comfort. The Stoic accepts that mastery cannot coexist with ease. Every great change begins with friction and matures into flow. The more difficult the road, the more valuable the transformation. To disappear along this path means to commit to unseen struggle. It means long periods of isolation where improvement replaces interaction. While the world chases validation, the Stoic chases refinement. They understand that visibility is a trap. When progress becomes private, it becomes pure. Each act of quiet persistence builds inner gravity. That gravity draws respect later, not because it seeks it, but because it radiates authenticity. Custom does not erase difficulty, it transforms relationship to it. What was once dreaded becomes desired. The Stoic begins to crave challenge because it is the only environment where growth continues. This is the paradox of discipline. Pain becomes peace when embraced fully. The mind stops fearing struggle and starts using it as raw material. Life becomes training, and every test becomes an opportunity to demonstrate mastery. The person who has walked the rough path knows calm under pressure. They no longer panic when life resists them. They recognize the pattern. Every obstacle carries instruction. Difficulty is information. Pain is feedback. The Stoic learns to respond with precision rather than emotion. This measured response is what separates strength from performance. True composure cannot be faked because it is earned through experience. When one returns from disappearance after choosing the hard way, the change is total. There is a steadiness that no comfort-born person can imitate. The eyes reveal it, quiet certainty without arrogance. The walk reveals it, unhurried, deliberate, grounded. The speech reveals it, few words, all chosen carefully. The rough path does not just alter skill, it alters being. The mind trained through adversity no longer seeks relief, it seeks alignment. The Stoic no longer asks, "How can I avoid this?" but "What is this teaching me?" That shift in questioning marks the birth of wisdom. Suffering, once seen as punishment, becomes preparation. The rough path teaches that everything hard contains value if approached with reason and discipline. To choose the best way, even when it is rough, is to act against instinct. The instinct seeks ease. Reason seeks excellence. Every time the Stoic chooses reason over comfort, they strengthen command over themselves. This is how freedom is born, through control, not indulgence. Each victory over impulse rewires the mind toward clarity. In time, hardship becomes harmony. The custom of hardship makes simplicity beautiful. When life is stripped down to essentials, the mind begins to appreciate order. The Stoic sees meaning in routine, art in endurance, beauty in restraint. Excess loses its appeal. Luxury feels heavy. What remains is lightness, the ability to live with little and feel rich through strength alone. This is the invisible wealth of discipline. The rough way refines emotion as well as action. Impatience dissolves under pressure. Anger weakens in the presence of repeated endurance. Fear becomes manageable once survived repeatedly. The Stoic's temperament changes. They no longer swing between extremes. They remain balanced, unmoved, steady. This equilibrium is the signature of mastery. It cannot be copied. It must be earned. The modern mind often seeks comfort through distraction, screens, noise, indulgence. But the Stoic trains to sit with discomfort until it transforms into calm. They understand that running from pain multiplies it. Facing it absorbs it. The rough path demands presence. Every moment of resistance becomes meditation in motion. Through it, the Stoic achieves stillness even while in motion. Every choice carries a cost. The easy path demands comfort now, chaos later. The rough path demands pain now, peace later. The Stoic chooses peace. They are willing to sacrifice ease for endurance, applause for self-respect, convenience for control. These choices define destiny. Each one sharpens focus, refines behavior, and builds the quiet power that others notice only when it is complete. To walk the rough path consistently is to destroy hesitation. Decision-making becomes instinctive because the standard is clear. Choose what strengthens you. Each action reinforces identity. The Stoic begins to trust themselves fully. Confidence becomes natural, not because of external validation, but because of repeated proof. The mind that has endured difficulty no longer doubts its capacity. Habit is the secret engine behind transformation. When the Stoic repeatedly chooses the rough path, the decision becomes effortless. The brain stops debating. It accepts hardship as normal. What once required courage becomes custom. This adaptation is what makes excellence appear effortless. Behind that effortlessness lies years of friction transformed into flow. The rough path purifies motivation. It strips away vanity because difficulty exposes pretense. The Stoic learns who they are not through words, but through endurance. When no one is watching and the task remains, sincerity is tested. True growth occurs in these moments. The person who remains committed in solitude has crossed the threshold into strength that no audience can give or take away. Custom creates the illusion of ease, but only after suffering has done its work. The Stoic's life looks calm from the outside because they have absorbed chaos within. Their stillness is not weakness, it is compression. Every hardship faced has been transformed into control. This control radiates outward as composure. It is this composure that makes them appear unrecognizable upon return. When others see the transformed Stoic, they often mistake simplicity for luck. They do not see the rough path walked in silence. They do not see the years of choosing difficulty when comfort was available. But the Stoic does not correct them. They understand that misunderstanding is part of mastery. The quiet strength of the disciplined speaks without words. Choosing the rough path also means choosing patience. Growth unfolds slowly. The Stoic does not demand immediate results. They focus on process, not reward. This long-term vision separates them from those trapped in urgency. Time becomes an ally, not an enemy. Each day of consistency compounds silently until transformation becomes undeniable. The way of difficulty is the way of truth. The Stoic knows that easy paths deceive because they hide consequence. Hard paths reveal consequence immediately. They provide feedback that cannot be ignored. Through this feedback, the Stoic corrects, adapts, and improves continuously. The result is steady elevation, not sudden success, but cumulative greatness. Custom builds faith in effort. Once the Stoic experiences the rewards of persistence, they stop doubting the process. Struggle becomes expectation. Effort becomes peace. They no longer question whether the hard way is worth it. They know it is. Each trial survived confirms that progress is inevitable when discipline is sustained. To disappear while walking the rough path is to vanish into process. The world forgets you while you forge yourself. This invisibility is protection. It shields growth from interference. When you reemerge, you are unrecognizable, not because you became someone else, but because you became fully yourself, stripped of weakness, shaped by choice, refined by endurance. The Stoic who chooses difficulty repeatedly acquires a form of quiet dominance. They need less, want less, and execute more. Their mind is free from the clutter of avoidance. Their actions carry precision. This is the fruit of hardship, clarity. They see through distraction, through illusion, through comfort disguised as progress. Their vision cuts straight to what matters. When custom has made the rough path agreeable, life itself becomes simpler. The Stoic stops fearing difficulty because it has become familiar. Each new challenge feels like an old friend, a test already passed in different form. Fear loses its grip. Doubt fades. The mind stands still. This serenity within struggle defines the evolved self. The quote reveals the eternal law of transformation. Difficulty precedes ease. Struggle precedes grace. The Stoic embraces this sequence without complaint. They know that the shortest route to mastery is through endurance. Each hardship endured consciously builds momentum toward freedom. Ease becomes a natural byproduct, not a goal. The person who trains this way no longer seeks escape. They live with discipline as rhythm, not as punishment. Routine becomes liberation. Order becomes freedom. What once felt like sacrifice now feels like clarity. The rough way has become the right way. This is the moment when the Stoic realizes they have crossed the invisible line between effort and identity. The transformation complete, the Stoic no longer measures difficulty by pain, but by purpose. If the path strengthens the spirit, it is worth walking. If it weakens it, it is abandoned. This simplicity of evaluation removes confusion. Life becomes direct. The Stoic acts without hesitation because they trust their compass completely. Those who watch the Stoic after disappearance sense the difference. There is no struggle in their strength, no drama in their effort. They act with quiet efficiency. The mark of someone who has made hardship their home. Their movements are smooth because every motion has been practiced in adversity. They embody the quote in form. Choosing what is right until it becomes easy. The rough path creates leaders who do not need followers, warriors who do not need recognition, thinkers who do not need agreement. Their independence radiates, their presence anchors others. They are not loud because they no longer need to prove anything. They have seen what difficulty does. It turns effort into instinct, fear into familiarity, and life into discipline. To choose the best way, however rough it may be, is to choose destiny over comfort. It is to walk into resistance until resistance becomes strength. The Stoic does not escape the rough path. They become it. Through repetition, they dissolve fear, eliminate hesitation, and emerge unrecognizable. The person who once sought ease now carries grace through difficulty. That is the proof of mastery, when the hard way finally feels natural. Fear is the final frontier of transformation. It waits at the edge of every decision that matters, disguised as hesitation, disguised as reason. The Stoic confronts it not through denial, but through endurance. Fear cannot be eliminated. It must be understood. Every person who seeks to become unrecognizable must pass through the fire of fear without flinching. It is the crucible where courage becomes second nature. The river of life changes, and so does the one who walks through it. As Heraclitus said, "No man ever steps in the same river twice, for it's not the same river, and he's not the same man." Endurance reshapes the person who endures. Each wave of difficulty alters perspective, fortifies discipline, and deepens wisdom. The Stoic learns that transformation is not a moment, but a series of trials. Fear appears in many forms, the fear of loss, of failure, of pain, of obscurity. Each is confronted with the same weapon, endurance. To stand unmoved in the presence of fear is to dissolve its power. With every test, the Stoic emerges less afraid and more aware. Epictetus taught, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." Before the Stoic acts, they decide what kind of person they are becoming. This declaration precedes endurance. Once identity is chosen, fear loses its authority. The individual no longer acts from impulse or emotion, but from direction. When purpose is clear, hardship becomes instruction. Fear becomes a signal, not a master. Every period of suffering reveals what a person truly values. Circumstances strip away illusions until only truth remains. Circumstances don't make the man, they only reveal him to himself, Epictetus said. When hardship arrives, it exposes weakness, dependency, and belief. The Stoic welcomes this exposure because it is the only way to rebuild the self honestly. Fear acts as a mirror, reflecting the gap between what one claims to be and what one truly is. The mind cannot become fearless by avoidance. It must learn through repetition. Endurance transforms fear into familiarity. The Stoic walks into discomfort until the body stops trembling and the mind stops negotiating. The unknown becomes known through experience. What once caused panic now evokes calm, readiness. This gradual reconditioning of courage is not dramatic but methodical, built through small acts of resolve that accumulate over time. Zeno of Citium reminded his students, "Well-being is realized by small steps, but is truly no small thing." The Stoic understands that greatness is not an eruption, but a slow ignition. Each act of endurance is one of those small steps. Every day faced with discipline becomes another layer of fortitude. There is no sudden enlightenment, only continuous strengthening. The Stoic who remains consistent in hardship gains peace not by escaping difficulty, but by outlasting it. Fear becomes teacher when it is faced repeatedly. Each encounter reveals a pattern. The anticipation is worse than the experience, the anxiety greater than the pain. The Stoic learns this through direct contact. They stop flinching at the idea of struggle because they have seen that fear is temporary while strength gained from it is permanent. Repetition rewires perception until challenge feels familiar and familiarity breeds composure. The endurance of fear is not only physical but mental. The Stoic trains the mind to separate thought from sensation. When fear arises, they observe it as information rather than identity. The heart may race, the hands may shake, but reason remains unbroken. The Stoic refuses to surrender judgment to emotion. Through this mental separation, control is preserved even when the body suffers. This discipline creates the appearance of fearlessness, but it is mastery, not absence of fear. Endurance under prolonged hardship reveals hierarchy within the mind. Impulse demands escape. Discipline demands patience. The Stoic sides with discipline. Each act of patience extends capacity. Pain endured consciously becomes power. Every time fear is met and survived, the threshold of tolerance expands. The mind learns that survival is not the goal. Mastery is. The Stoic endures not just to withstand, but to grow. Fear thrives in anticipation, not in action. The Stoic dissolves it by movement. When faced with uncertainty, they act decisively. Movement interrupts fear's illusion of control. It forces clarity. Each step forward reduces imagination's influence. In this way, endurance becomes motion, and motion becomes freedom. The Stoic no longer asks when fear will vanish. They move until fear has no space to follow. No great thing is created suddenly. The Stoic accepts that endurance must be practiced long before it becomes visible. Progress occurs silently, unnoticed by the world. While others chase recognition, the Stoic accumulates strength through persistence. Day after day, hardship refines will until it becomes nature. The person who once doubted now acts without hesitation. This is how transformation takes root, not in bursts of courage, but in long, steady resistance. Every difficulty has two outcomes: retreat or revelation. The Stoic chooses revelation. They interpret hardship as communication, a message revealing what must evolve. Each fear faced provides data. Each failure survived builds reference. The Stoic catalogues these experiences not as trauma, but as instruction. Through this awareness, fear becomes predictable. The unknown shrinks. Confidence grows. Fear is not eradicated, it is integrated. The Stoic learns to live beside it without being guided by it. Fear becomes a quiet companion that reminds them of risk, yet no longer directs behavior. This coexistence is balance. It allows precision without paralysis. The Stoic walks through life alert but unafraid, aware but undisturbed. In this equilibrium, endurance matures into peace. The Stoic does not deny pain. They study it. Pain reveals the thresholds of endurance and the edges of identity. When those thresholds are crossed, transformation occurs. The old self breaks, the new self emerges. What once felt unbearable becomes memory. That memory becomes proof of capability. Each survival recalibrates belief, not that hardship will end, but that it can be endured endlessly. Heraclitus's river continues to flow, and each passage through it remakes the Stoic. No moment of fear, no wave of pain is ever identical to the last. Each encounter with struggle adds new strength, refines new insight. The river flows, the Stoic adapts. Change becomes the constant, and adaptation becomes the skill. Through this rhythm, endurance becomes identity. The Stoic's confrontation with fear is not an act of defiance, but of alignment. They understand that fear is natural, but control is chosen. The more they align with reality, the less resistance they feel. Fear loses meaning when accepted as part of the process. The Stoic does not seek safety, they seek readiness. This readiness becomes their advantage in every domain of life. The person who endures long enough begins to notice subtle transformations. Fear that once paralyzed becomes signal. Discomfort that once repelled becomes familiar. The Stoic begins to operate calmly within chaos. Their responses slow, their thinking sharpens. Adversity no longer feels like intrusion. It feels like the natural environment for growth. This adaptation is irreversible. When endurance becomes habitual, fear transforms into focus. What once felt like anxiety becomes attention. The Stoic learns to channel nervous energy into awareness. Every threat becomes a test of control, every challenge a chance to refine response. Through this process, fear loses its emotional charge and becomes fuel. The same force that once paralyzed now powers precision. Long-term hardship reveals truth about purpose. Those who suffer without reason collapse. Those who suffer with purpose endure. The Stoic maintains direction through meaning. They remind themselves of their chosen identity, as Epictetus taught, what they would be, and therefore what they must do. Purpose stabilizes them in storms. It gives shape to endurance and transforms pain into discipline. Endurance is not a singular act, but a lifestyle. The Stoic builds it daily, through restraint, through patience, through consistency. The world may see only the surface calm, but beneath it is relentless effort. Each day of sustained control compounds into authority over emotion. Over time, the Stoic becomes untouchable, not because they avoid struggle, but because they have rehearsed it until it holds no surprise. Every fear survived increases self-trust. The Stoic learns that they can depend on their own steadiness. This self-trust is the foundation of composure. Once a person knows they will not betray themselves under pressure, confidence becomes quiet and absolute. They do not seek assurance from others. They know what they can endure because they have already endured. The endurance of fear requires both humility and courage. Humility accepts pain as teacher. Courage stays long enough to learn. The Stoic combines both. They kneel before difficulty without submission. They let hardship instruct them, then stand taller with understanding. Each lesson integrated becomes composure visible in posture, tone, and movement. To disappear into hardship is to rebuild silently. Each trial endured in isolation constructs invisible strength. When the Stoic returns, their presence carries weight. Those who see them cannot identify the source of their authority, but they feel it. The calm forged in fear, the patience learned in pain. The transformation is complete, not because fear is gone, but because it has been mastered. Endurance under prolonged hardship is the discipline of reality. The Stoic stops wishing for easier conditions and starts aligning with what is. Reality ceases to be an opponent and becomes a training ground. Each resistance strengthens control. Each failure teaches direction. The Stoic ceases to resist life and begins to shape it. The process never ends. Each new challenge reveals a new layer of fear. Each confrontation reveals deeper capacity. The Stoic welcomes this infinite evolution. They understand that to live is to be tested, and to be tested is to grow. Fear remains, but its power diminishes. It becomes a reminder of progress, a signal that another transformation is beginning. Endurance refines patience into precision. The Stoic learns to move at the pace of clarity. They do not rush growth, for they know no great thing is created suddenly. Each step is deliberate, each act measured. Impatience dissolves, replaced by discipline. The mind that once demanded speed now values permanence. The transformation achieved through endurance is quiet but absolute. The Stoic does not boast of hardship. They embody its lessons. The eyes become still, the words fewer, the movements certain. Every fiber of being carries the memory of fear overcome. This calm intensity is the mark of mastery. It cannot be taught. It must be lived. When the Stoic stands before new fear, they no longer shrink. They recognize it as an old acquaintance in a new form. They breathe, observe, and act. Fear does not vanish, but it no longer dictates. It becomes background noise in the symphony of purpose. The Stoic conducts life with balance, aware of fear's presence, but ruled by reason's rhythm. Heraclitus's river still flows, and the Stoic continues stepping into it. Each crossing renews understanding. Each moment of endurance adds depth. The Stoic knows there is no final victory, only continuous adaptation. They accept this with serenity. Change is not the enemy, stagnation is. The one who endures ceaselessly evolves endlessly. Through this ceaseless evolution, the Stoic becomes unrecognizable. Not through grand gestures or declarations, but through quiet permanence. They have walked through fear, through loss, through failure, and emerged undiminished. Their endurance has become identity. Their fear has become focus. Their suffering has become stability. The world that once frightened them now bows to their composure. The Stoic does not claim to have conquered fear. They coexist with it, steady, alert, and free. They walk the rough path with deliberate calm, knowing each step will change them, as the river changes the stone. transformation continues, silent and unstoppable. The unrecognizable person is not the one who avoided fear, but the one who carried it, studied it, and learned to move through it as if it were nothing more than another step forward. Darkness is the forge of every transformation. The Stoic understands that no true evolution happens in light. Illumination is the result, not the condition. When everything familiar dissolves, when comfort disappears, when the path vanishes into obscurity, that is where strength begins. Aristotle said, "It is during our darkest moments that we must focus to see the light." Those who endure the night without losing their vision become the kind who return unrecognizable. The dark phase is inevitable. Every person who dares to disappear must walk through it. It is the period when doubt is loudest, when fatigue disguises itself as reason, when solitude feels endless. The Stoic accepts it as initiation. They do not ask for it to end. They ask for clarity within it. This is the difference between those who crumble and those who rise. The Stoic learns to see without illumination, to act without reassurance, to move without applause. When the world goes silent, the mind becomes audible. In darkness, every fear speaks, every regret echoes, every weakness demands attention. The Stoic does not flee these voices. They listen until understanding emerges. Each fear identified loses power. Each regret examined becomes wisdom. Darkness reveals truth because there is nowhere left to hide. The one who faces it directly begins to see the first trace of light. The light Aristotle spoke of is not external rescue. It is inner realization. It is the moment a person stops seeking escape and starts creating meaning. The Stoic knows that light is not given, it is made through focus. Focus directs energy. It keeps the mind from fracturing under pressure. While others collapse into despair, the Stoic concentrates attention into discipline. The result is not comfort, but control. Focus becomes a weapon. When the mind narrows to what can be controlled, chaos loses reach. The Stoic begins to see patterns within pain, lessons hidden beneath discomfort. Each difficulty becomes instruction. Each failure becomes refinement. The darkness remains, but it no longer blinds. It becomes terrain, navigated by inner light. This is how clarity is born in obscurity. The darkest moments test direction. When outcomes vanish and progress feels invisible, only principles remain. The Stoic clings to those principles as anchors. Virtue, reason, endurance. These become navigation points when vision fades. The world may shift, but the Stoic's compass remains fixed. This constancy separates those who wander from those who ascend. The person who has endured true darkness moves differently upon return. Their calm is not naive. It is the calm of one who has looked into despair and remained composed. They have seen what breaks others and survived it. Their silence carries depth because it was earned in absence. Their focus carries gravity because it was forged in confusion. These are the marks of the unrecognizable. Darkness teaches the truth about control. It reveals how little of life can be commanded externally. The Stoic learns that control is not over circumstance, but over attention. By mastering focus in the dark, they master life in the light. The habit of steady awareness becomes unshakable. No event can overwhelm a person who has learned to see clearly when everything is obscured. In the absence of light, imagination becomes temptation. The mind invents catastrophes. It projects failure before it occurs. The Stoic trains against this illusion. They refuse to surrender to speculation. They deal only with what is present, not with what is feared. This separation between reality and imagination is the essence of control. The one who masters it moves through darkness with precision. The Stoics' light is concentration without emotion. It is the ability to remain rational while the world collapses around them. Focus is not denial. It is the redirection of energy away from chaos. The Stoic channels attention into what strengthens rather than weakens. In this way, even despair becomes productive. Every moment of endurance adds clarity to thought and steadiness to movement. In the darkest phases of life, identity dissolves. The old self cannot survive the conditions of transformation. What emerges is a new alignment, stripped of dependence, purified of illusion. The Stoic does not mourn this death. They understand that destruction is a requirement for creation. The loss of identity is the price of reinvention. The light that follows is recognition of what remains when everything unnecessary has burned away. Darkness is not the enemy. It is the teacher of focus. It sharpens perception by removing distraction. When sight is taken, awareness expands. The Stoic begins to sense rather than seek. They develop instinct born from observation, patience born from silence. This heightened awareness becomes an enduring advantage. Those who panic in darkness lose control. Those who focus discover clarity others cannot see. Every person faces moments that define them, not through triumph, but through endurance. When the night stretches long and no outcome seems certain, the mind seeks escape. The Stoic denies it. They remain within the trial until insight appears. The ability to stay, not to solve, not to flee, but to stay, is what builds unbreakable composure. The Stoic knows that suffering's purpose is revelation. Aristotle's wisdom speaks to the hidden balance of existence. Light is not found by waiting, it is seen by attention. The Stoic trains the eye inward when the world outside goes dark. They stop asking for clarity to return and start generating it from discipline. Focus becomes faith in motion, not belief in outcome, but certainty in control. That certainty is the seed of peace. In darkness, time feels slower. Each hour stretches into doubt. The Stoic uses this slowness as practice. They cultivate patience as a form of endurance. Patience is not waiting passively. It is active steadiness. Each moment endured consciously strengthens resilience. What breaks most people is not pain itself, but their refusal to stay still within it. The Stoic transforms stillness into strength. When despair tightens its grip, the Stoic recalls the natural order. Everything changes. No suffering is permanent, no season eternal. The river flows, the person evolves. This understanding prevents collapse. The Stoic does not fight impermanence, they align with it. In this alignment, hope becomes realism. They do not expect light to rescue them. They expect to become capable of seeing it. The light within the dark is reason itself. It is the ability to think clearly when emotion demands chaos. The Stoic trains this clarity daily. When anger rises, they analyze it. When fear appears, they dissect it. When grief consumes, they observe it. Each act of observation pulls the mind closer to order. The Stoic becomes a lens, narrowing, focusing, intensifying until the faintest trace of reason becomes illumination. Darkness strips away witnesses. Progress in this phase is invisible. The Stoic works unseen. No praise follows endurance. No recognition accompanies clarity. This is where character becomes absolute. Those who endure without acknowledgement do so for principle, not reward. When they reemerge, their strength feels supernatural because it was built in complete obscurity. Every disappearance reaches a point where hope flickers. The Stoic uses that flicker as guide. They focus not on what is lost, but on what remains. That single point of light, effort, discipline, reason, becomes enough. From that, everything grows again. The smallest act of focus within despair is an act of defiance against collapse. That defiance becomes momentum. To see light in darkness is to see meaning where others see emptiness. The Stoic understands that meaning is created, not discovered. When everything external fails, internal purpose remains. The act of choosing focus becomes a declaration of existence. In that choice, the Stoic reclaims power. Despair turns into direction, and suffering turns into structure. In their darkest hours, the Stoic learns to measure themselves differently. Success is not comfort, but clarity. Progress is not visible change, but steady thought under pressure. Each moment of composure in chaos becomes victory. The accumulation of such moments transforms the person silently. They do not emerge unscarred, but they emerge disciplined, capable of control no hardship can remove. Darkness purifies attachment. The Stoic loses many things: relationships, possessions, identities, illusions. What remains is essence, character, discipline, will. The loss hurts, but it clarifies. It reveals how little is truly necessary for peace. The Stoic strength grows in direct proportion to what they can live without. This minimalism of the soul is the purest form of freedom. To endure darkness without losing sight of light requires faith in process. The Stoic does not know when dawn will come, they only know it will. That certainty is enough. Faith for the Stoic is not superstition, but logic. The understanding that every storm has an end and every night gives way to morning. This understanding sustains them when nothing else can. The discipline of focus transforms perception of hardship. Once the Stoic learns to see within the dark, they stop fearing it. Darkness becomes familiar territory. The next trial does not surprise them. They enter it prepared, carrying the light they cultivated before. Each new descent is shallower, each recovery faster. The cycle continues, but the person grows steadier each time. When the Stoic returns from disappearance, they carry an aura that cannot be explained by appearance alone. It is the quiet certainty of one who has walked through the night and found light within. Their composure radiates assurance to others still trapped in confusion. This is the ultimate transformation, to become the light others seek in their own darkness. Aristotle's words contain the formula for resilience. Darkness demands focus, and focus creates illumination. The Stoic lives this formula daily. They stop waiting for favorable conditions and start creating clarity under strain. The world cannot predict such people, because they are not products of circumstance, but of will. Their strength is quiet, deliberate, and permanent. The unrecognizable person is born in these darkest moments. While others seek escape, the Stoic digs deeper into presence. They stop running from pain and start refining awareness. What they find is not an end to suffering, but a new relationship with it. They cease to fear difficulty because they have learned to see through it. That vision is light, not seen, but felt. Focus turns chaos into design. It gives direction to despair and structure to survival. Every thought aligned with reason becomes a step toward order. Every act of restraint becomes a signal of progress. Slowly, the Stoic constructs a new inner world, one that does not depend on conditions, but on control. When they step back into life, the contrast is visible. The darkness did not destroy them, it defined them. To see the light in darkness is to train the eye to find opportunity in the unbearable. The Stoic realizes that suffering sharpens awareness of value. Every comfort lost teaches gratitude. Every failure endured teaches resilience. This awareness makes them more alive than before. They no longer fear loss because they have learned that even in loss, clarity remains. The world often mistakes brightness for wisdom. The Stoic knows better. Wisdom is forged in shadow, not spotlight. Those who have known despair deeply understand life more completely. They carry a calm that cannot be imitated. Their presence is the product of survival. Quiet, steady, unyielding. They have learned to see through both darkness and light without attachment to either. The final lesson of darkness is humility. The Stoic realizes they are not beyond suffering. They are part of it. This humility keeps pride silent and perception sharp. It prevents arrogance from eroding discipline. The Stoic remains a student of endurance, knowing that even the strongest can falter without focus. Their awareness becomes their safeguard. In the end, to disappear and come back unrecognizable is to pass through darkness with open eyes. The Stoic walks willingly into hardship, guided by purpose, sustained by focus, and reborn through clarity. They return not untouched by pain, but transformed by it. Their calm carries the weight of experience, their strength the proof of survival. They are no longer seeking light. They have become it.